Topic 2.20 is to identify and discuss the social and ethical issues related to genetic screening from a range of ethical viewpoints. As we looked at chorionic villus sampling and amniocentesis, you need to weigh up the risks of inducing a spontaneous abortion after the procedure with the benefits of knowing the outcome of the test results. Both techniques are carried out with the expectation of providing information to the parents and giving them the option to select a termination at that point. So you can bring in a lot of the ethical issues related to abortion, that there are some people who believe that life begins at conception and that all human life should be protected. And they, at one end of the scale, if they have an absolutist view of it, will believe that abortion should not take place under any circumstances. There are people at the other end who will say that abortion should always be an option and who will support the parents' right to be able to choose to terminate a child that, or an embryo that has genetic conditions or deformities. Somewhere in around that are probably most of you at one end or another, or somewhere in the middle of the spectrum. And it's important to remember that whether or not to terminate a pregnancy on the grounds of fetal deformity or genetic problems is quite an emotive subject. It's worth remembering that parents who have chorionic villus sampling and amniocentesis very much want to be parents, and that the vast majority of terminations that are carried out not flippantly. These were wanted babies that are perhaps not going to have the best quality of life. That being said, there are plenty of people who have genetic conditions or were born with congenital deformities or disabilities who are living perfectly happy, healthy lives, thank you very much. And there's quite a movement that this is suggesting, having the testing and suggesting that parents can have such offspring terminated is somehow devaluing the lives of the people with genetic conditions or congenital deformities. So there's quite a movement, as I said there, that you need to think about whether this is devaluing human life or whether it is simply allowing parents the option to not inflict a life of hospitals and pain and trauma on their offspring. The problems that you have with pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, as I mentioned before, are that you're only going to implant the embryos that are healthy. The ones that have got the allele of interest are not going to be implanted. Now, they may be used for research. They can never be implanted, so they are likely to be destroyed. In the UK, embryos can only be kept for 10 years anyway before being destroyed. So there are people, especially some religious organisations, that are very much against IVF treatment for exactly the reason that it produces a large number of embryos which are not going to be given the opportunity to develop. Compare and contrast that with the fact that IVF has allowed many parents who would not otherwise be able to conceive to be able to do so and have their own biological offspring. The chorionic villus sampling, you need to weigh up the risk of abortion, and amniocentesis can only take place very late in pregnancy. So you're actually coming up almost to the 24-week elective abortion limit. So that's something that needs to be taken into account as well.